Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Lord. We bless you, mighty God, that you are God. We thank you, Lord, that there is no other than you, Lord. You are holy. You are holy. Jesus, we call upon your name this morning. We are saying, Spirit of the living God, reign in us, Father. Reign, reign, Jesus. Reign in our life, Lord. For we glorify you, Lord. We bow before your throne, Father. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Holy, you are holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your name be praised, Father. Let every knee bow down because you are God in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we just want to thank you for the moment that you have given us this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your power and the authority that you have given unto us, Lord. We stand upon your word that says, Father, whatever that we ask in your name, it shall be given unto us, Father. We just want to bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Bishop Jordan. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father, for the grace that is upon them in this season. We thank you, Father, for the new things that you are doing in the ministry. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for everything that you are doing, even in our life. We thank you even for the prophets, Lord, that are on the line right now. We thank you even as you are releasing your spirit upon us this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Prophet Darlene Gray.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory being revealed in us and through us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you hasten your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord, that great peace have they that love your law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall cause us to stumble. We thank you, Lord, for stability in you. Thank you, Lord, for grounding us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for releasing stress and worry and fear. For fear, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for a soundness of mind today. Soundness of emotion, soundness of health and wealth, Lord God, financial stability. We thank you, Lord God, for your power that worketh in us, Lord. And you said because we have made you our dwelling place, the Most High our refuge, no evil will be allowed to befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We thank you, Lord, that every plague that has shown up is rebuked and sent back to the sender in the name of Jesus. For you give your angels charge over us, concerning us, to guard us in all of our ways. And Lord God, we thank you that you bear us up, lest we strike our foot against a stone. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we tread on lions and we tread on adders and young lions and serpents. We trample underfoot because we hold fast to you in love, God. You promise to deliver us. You promise to protect us because we know your name. Lord God, you said when we call you, you will answer us. Lord God, you will be with us in trouble and rescue us and honor us with long life. Shall you satisfy us and show us your salvation. We thank you for long life for our family. We thank you for long life for ourselves, for our children, for our extended family, for our parents, for our elders, Lord God, for our grandparents. We thank you for long life and longevity and health, healing, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Jessica.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you for the ability to open our mouths and just give thanks to you tonight, Father God. We magnify your name, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised. We thank you for this midnight cry, Lord God. We thank you for those who have come on the line tonight to pray and intercede for others, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for getting us safely through another day. We thank you for the hedge of protection over us and over our families, Lord God. We thank you for the covering of protection over our children, Lord God. We thank you for protecting them while they are in school, Lord God. We thank you for protecting them while they are in the streets on their way home from school, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them in the right company, Lord. We thank you for their educators. We ask that you touch their hearts and you touch their minds. We thank you for the crossing guards and the school aides and all those that they may come in contact with throughout the day, Lord God. We thank you for our police officers and our politicians. We ask that you open their minds, Lord God. We ask that you touch their hearts. We thank you for healing, Lord God. We thank you for touching our bloodstreams, our bones, our organs. We thank you for strengthening our physical bodies. Strengthen our minds, Lord God. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our relationship with you, Lord God. We thank you for your power, Lord God. We thank you for being a comforter. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you for Archbishop Jordan. We ask that you continue to strengthen and keep them, Lord God. We thank you for Zoe Ministries and all that the ministry touches, Lord God. We thank you for our elders and our clergy and our church members. We thank you for our families, Lord God. I ask you to make us better wives and better fathers and better mothers and better husbands, Lord God. We thank you for our grandparents and our sisters and our brothers, Lord God. We thank you for all the miraculous things that you are continuing to do in our lives, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Angel.
Amen, amen. Father God, I thank you tonight. I thank you, God, for being God, Father. Lord, I thank you tonight, Father, for your mercy, your grace, and your love, Father. I thank you, oh God, for being concerned about your people and what concerns us, Father. God, I thank you, Father, for your families that you've placed in the earth realm, God. Father, for every father, for every mother, for every son, for every daughter, God, for every family, Father. I thank you for the Archbishop, and I thank you for Prophetess Deborah, Father, even with creating this prayer line at this time and space, God. I thank you that we are lifting up a standard against the enemy, Father. I thank you, oh God, for every angel protecting and guarding families, oh God, every son and every daughter, Father, redeeming their souls back out of the hand of the wicked one, Father. Lord, laying aside every weight that so easily beset us, oh God. Watch over our children, oh God. Watch over our grown children, oh God. Watch over our babies, oh God. Lord, keep them safe in your bosom, oh Father. Lord, I thank you right now that your word cannot return to you void, God. And I thank you that our children, God, are fulfilling their destiny in you, God. The purpose and the plan that you have on their life. No devil in hell can stop them. I thank you that their footsteps are ordered of you, God. I thank you that they're thirsting after you, that they're hungering after you, oh God. Just as the prodigal son had to come home, God. I thank you for every wayward child, Father, may find their way back home, God. Snatch the taste of drugs out of their mouth. snatch the taste of illicit sex out of their mouth. Snatch the taste of the world, God, and allow your Holy Spirit to envelop them. God, I thank you right now, because what your Holy Spirit can't do won't get done. Well, we trust in your word. We believe in your word. Your word says that when we pray, if we believe, that we shall receive, Father. And we believe tonight, God, that we are receiving our prophetic families. We are receiving our children back into our homes and into our bosoms, God. I thank you for opening doors for them. I thank you for shutting doors for them. I thank you for getting in their mind, in their dreams, in their sleeps, in their visions, oh God, and breaking the back of the enemy, Father. Your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you'll lift up a standard against them, Father. We stand on the wall tonight for our sons. We stand on the wall tonight for our daughters. We stand on the wall tonight for our grandchildren. We stand on the wall for our children tonight. My children, I thank you for every last one of them, God. I thank you for them right now, Father. I thank you for every extended family on this line, every blended family on this line, God. I thank you right now for working it out, oh God, that grace and mercy shall abound in our homes, oh God. Set the angels at the door, Father. Set the angels at the door. We thank you for the peace in families and in homes tonight. We give you the glory for it right now, God. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the fulfillment of your word and the manifestation of your promise. For Father, we believe your promise. We thank you that as we speak to the prison, the slavery in the prison, we ask that you break every chain. And Father God, we ask that you cause those that have not heard your word, allow them to hear your word, walk in the cool of their day. Father God, we thank you that you'll cause freedom in the mind, and we thank you that you will allow your word to go into the marrow of every bone. We thank you, Father, for those that are in prison to come to know you. We thank you, Father, that you will allow them to desire the living word, awaken them to the purpose. Those that are asleep, Lord, shake them up. We thank you, Father, that you will cause those that belong to you to find their purpose and their calling. And we thank you, Father God, that you would arise and let the enemy be scattered. We thank you, Father God, as you hasten your word to perform it, that they shall hear it and move by the rhythm of your spirit. Cause the thirst and the hunger to rise in the people. And we thank you, Father God, that every court case that is imbalanced, Lord, that you find a way to balance it out. We thank you, Father God, that the voices of those that are muzzled be heard in this season, Father, and that you would begin to show forth the justice that shall come forth out of your anointing. We thank you for that. We thank you for reaching into the pit as you did us. We thank you, Father God, that you are able to bring them from the pit to the palace. And we thank you, Father God, that those that are called by your name shall know your voice. We thank you that as you call, their spirit will answer, and that they will not shut the door, that as you begin to knock, that they would not harden their heart, but they will open it unto you. And we thank you, Father God, that as the harvest begins to draw forth, Father God, that those that belong to you will hear the call and move to the rhythm of your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And Father, amen.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time to gather together, Father God. We thank you for your covering even now, Father God, over all of the lives and families even now. Father God, protect our loved ones, protect our elderly, protect our children, protect our siblings, Father God, protect our parents, Father God. And thank you even now for our Archbishop and leading lady, Pastor Deborah, even now, Father God. We thank you for the heart to begin to open up this opportunity to begin to worship you at the top of the morning, Father God. We thank you for divine peace. We thank you for love, agape love, even now, Father God. We thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. We thank you for peace of mind and peace of heart, Father God. Allow us to dream many of dreams, Father God, and remember them even now, Father God. Allow innovative ideas to begin to be birthed through us even now, Father God. Father God, put a covering even around our homes and on our homes even now, Father God. Protect our children as they come and as they go back and forth, to and fro, to school, and us, Father God, as we go and come, Father God. Father, protect and those that that the teachers, even now, Father God, allow them the wisdom to begin to impart into our children, even now, Father God. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to just thank you, Father God. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for giving us the choice, the opportunity to choose, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We love you, Father God. I love you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God. Humbly, I pray in your mighty name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you now. We thank you now for your Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you that you've made each and every one of us a new creature in you. Father, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing even in our family's life. Father, we thank you for touching Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for even touching Mother Mary Jordan. Father, we thank you for touching each and every pastor, every bishop, every reverend, Father. Continue to strengthen your people, Father, and your church, Father. In the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Barbara Tucker.
Father God, I bless your name and I lift your name up this day, Father God. Oh, we just want to say hallelujah, hallelujah, for you've sent your Son, God, Jesus, the King of Kings, and I thank you for that, God. I want to thank you right now for the Holy Spirit, Father God, the Comforter, Father God, the Comforter that is with us even in the still of the night, that watches over us when we sleep. Father God, I'm just asking you just to send your angels of comfort out to those who have lost loved ones on this week, Father God. We get calls and we see and we hear, Father God, and people are crying and don't know why, but Father God, we know that you have the power of healing. You give us the power to comfort even one another in this hour, Father God. God, we have people still reaching out to drink water, and sometimes people are not even grateful for water, Father God, the smallest thing, but we thank you, Father God, and we're still asking you just to work the situation out, even in Flint, Michigan, Father God. Even the Indians, Father God, trying to stand for peace and on their land. God, I'm asking you just to send the angels of mercy, grace, and peace over there so that even there is a oneness and there is going to be a peace that will surpass all understanding, Father God. I thank you for the seniors that you placed around us, Father God, and we're asking you just to touch them, Father God, strengthen their bones and their limbs and keep their mind, Father God, that we may continue to learn from them, Father God. Touch the leaders, our shepherds, Father God. Where would we be without our shepherds, Father God, in this hour, just walking in circles, some of us, God. But we thank you for our leaders and our pastors, Father God, those that you've place in front of us that can give us direction. I'm asking you just to continue to touch the leaders, Father God, in a special way, Father God, as you lift them up and we lift them up, Father God, because they're lifting us up, and we give your name always the praise for everything that you're doing in our life. Thank you, Father, and we thank you for the opportunities and the divine connections in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Pamela.
Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for giving us, my God, the opportunity to come together, Father God, in prayer this morning. We lift up your name. We thank you for the new mercies that you give us today, new grace, Father God. We thank you for our spiritual angels of this house, our spiritual mentors and parents, Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenor Jordan and Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for all the children and the grandchildren. Father, we thank you for every servant, every prophet in this house, Father God, and our families that are represented. Father God, we honor you and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we now take authority in Jesus' almighty name to use, my God, the key to the house of David to close off, Lord God, and to lock and shut and seal with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all doors, Father God, portals, entryways, windows, and any other openings that would prevent, in the name of Jesus, any type of attack from the enemy, demonic curses and spirits and ungodly soulish prayers, demonic assignments, satanic activities, deception, confusion, and hindrances are lies of any sort that may attempt to try to enter into our presence as we're in your presence, Father God. We thank you in the almighty name of Jesus for giving us the key of the house of David according to Isaiah chapter 22 and verse 22 in Jesus' almighty name to open the doors, portals, windows, entryways, and all the openings that will enable us to inherit the blessings, Father, that you've given unto us, the keys and promises that you've given to us, God. We thank you, Father God. We use the key of David to enter into your presence. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to encamp your warring guardian and ministering angels around these openings to allow your blessings, gifts, and promises that you've given us to flow to us unhindered at all times. Father, we thank you again for giving us the key to the house of David, according to Isaiah 22:22. Heavenly Father, we ask you to crown us now with your loving kindness, with your tender mercies, your goodness and grace. Father, thank you for your peace. Thank you for all of your blessings and your promises, my God, that make it rich and add no sorrow. Father, we apply by faith now the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us these things. We pray for this and other blessing in Jesus' almighty name. We don't take the glory, the honor, or the praise. We give it to you in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Father, stay on me.
Father God, we thank you for this great opportunity that you allow us just to breathe and to be in your presence, God. Father God, we thank you for all the increase that you have given us to us in our life and that you continue to show your mercy upon our life, God. Father God, we ask you that you show mercy upon those that are in your presence, God. Father God, we know that all things work together, God, who loves you, God, and who works for your good, God. Father God, we ask that you guide us each and every way and each every step, God. Father God, we thank you for making us strong, God, when we feel weak. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to live the prosperous life and the abundance life that you have so desired for the people of God to live. We thank you for that, God. Father God, we thank you for our children's lives, God, and the protection that you have already placed upon their lives, God. Father God, we thank you for every inspirational ideas that you continue to give to us, God. We give you the glory and the praise for that, God. Father God, we thank you for the increase that you have caused us to increase into other people's lives, God. We thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord that you have given in us, God. We thank you for the joy. Father God, we thank you, God, for the peace, God. We thank you for that, God. Father God, we thank you for our finances, God. We thank you for that, God. Father God, we know that there is no accident when we are in your presence, God, and everything works according to your will, God. We thank you, God. Father God, we know that this is our time and our season to rise up, God, and we shall rise according into your way, God. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus of any sickness, God, and anything that is not of you, God, we plead it over it. Father God, we cancel out any type of thing, any type of debt, anything that is harmful, God, we cancel it out with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask that you have a stand in your way and stand in your way that you so desire, God. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you right now for this time and this opportunity to come before your presence with praise and thanksgiving. And Father God, we praise you now. We thank you, Father God. And even David says, if I had 10,000 tongues, it's not enough to praise you. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you, Father God, in advance for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, God. We thank you for what you already have done. Yeah, and I thank you, Father God, that as your word says, in your presence, there's fullness of joy, God. And I thank you, Father God, for your very presence in our life, God. Yes, and I thank you, Father God, that as we come before your throne of grace, I thank you, Father God, that you will begin to cause a shift You will begin to cause Jehovah Rossi, hallelujah, the Lord our healer, to begin to flow in our life right now. Heal every spot, hallelujah, that is not like you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rossi. Hey, right now, bring healing and restoration to our families, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bring it to our finances. Bring it to our ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, bring it to our spiritual life, God. Bring it to our mind. I thank you, Father God. Let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. Father God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. Strengthen us, God. Strengthen us, God. Strengthen us, hallelujah, where we're weak. Build us up where we are torn down, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree and I declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people, Lord. I decree and declare miracle, hallelujah, in the lives of your people. I decree and declare turn around, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your dunamis power begin to flood our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, in every situation in our life, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you now. You have no dominion in our life. The Lord rebuke you now. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you right now that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Holy Spirit, right now, I ask you right now to engulf every home, every individual on the sound of my voice right now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan. We thank you for First Lady, Pastor, Prophetess Deborah George, and Zoe Ministry Church family. We thank you for their beloved family and grandchildren. We thank you for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan. We thank you for her standfather. In the name of Jesus, God, touch her there now. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that you continuously bless the Kelly family and begin to comfort them. Bless the Chin family and bless them and comfort them. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for every house. Oh, right now, in the name of Jesus, let wealth and riches be in their house, God. Let there be increase. Let there be love, joy, peace, happiness, health, and success, prosperity be in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare breakthrough right now. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Because if I'm going to shut up, breakthrough anointing. Break every yoke of bondage right now. Every yoke of bondage that will come against us, God. Break it right now. Every generational curse, break it off these families now. In the name of Jesus. That it may bring glory to you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you love. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, God. Jesus. And we plead your blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation right now. Bless every ministry, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher, every prophet, every apostle, every bishop right now. Bless them, God. Send forth revival, God. God, we call revival from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. Bring it forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring salvation to our unsaved loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And it is so, and it cannot be no other way. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now, Father, for everything that have been said and everything that have been done. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise and we give you thanks right now. But it shall be done in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, as we plead your blood, because Father, you said, when I see the blood, you'll pass over. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we have already been washed in your blood. And even as we have been washed in your blood, Father. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that thy will be done, Father. And Lord, even as we stand completing you, Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every end of individuals that have prayed. Father, I thank you right now, and I lift up the prayer of Barbara. I lift up the prayer of Angel. I lift up the prayer of Pastor Mascarene, Prophetess Antoinette, Prophetess Tiny. Father, I lift these prayers up. Father, Prophetess Darlene, Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Naomi, Prophetess Jessica, and Prophetess Bethany, and Prophetess Mel. Father, we lift these prayers up, and those prayers that have been prayed that withstood in the gap and that is standing in the oneness of the unity of the faith. Father, I lift every prayer up in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, I thank you in advance that you have already heard all the prayers, edible shaka, that you have heard all the requests, Father. Father, we thank you that you have heard every supplication. And Father, we lift your name up and we say yes to your will, yes to your way, Father. Because Father, it's all about you that we stand complete. Father, it's all about you that we stand in this hour, this prophetic hour, the midnight cry. We stand and we cry out, and our voice shall be heard, because it shall be a clear sound that we shall utter into the heavens, so that earth and heaven will come into unity and will hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we stand as your people here, Father. We stand and we give you thanks in advance that all that was said and all that was done, it shall be so. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Tiny. Breakthrough, breakthrough. Father, even in her finances, breakthrough. Even in her family, breakthrough. And no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, because God, you have called her, you have ordained her, and it shall be so. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for everything that you're doing, for the gifts and the calling that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we thank you, Lord. And Father, we promise that we will use it for your glory. And Father, you will get the glory. But Lord, we realize, understand that it's no longer I, but it is the Christ. It is you, Father. And Father, we give you thanks, Father, even in this hour, even as we began to stand in the faith and began to lift your name up like a trumpet. Father, we stand complete in you, and we say yes, Father. We say yes, Father. So, Father, we say, send your anointing. Send your anointing in every household, that's represented here. Send your anointing, to every business, send your anointing, to every bedroom, to every church, send your anointing, but we understand that it is your anointing that destroys the yoke. I don't know why I just keep feeling that there's some yokes that are being destroyed. They're not just only being broken. They're not only being broken, but they're being destroyed by the Holy Ghost. And what was hard is going to become easy. The doors that was closed and would not allow you to come in, it's going to be easy. I don't know why I just keep feeling contracts. Contracts are going to come into the people's hand. And Father, I pray even as these contracts begin to come, give us eyes to see and a mind to know. Give us the wisdom and the understanding how to execute and do what you have called us to do, Father. Father, we thank you right now, for the harvest is truly right. And Father, even as this harvest begins to come to your people, Father, I pray that you give us wisdom, give us understanding, give us knowledge that we'll be able to do what you have called us to do in the season that you have called us to walk into, Father. Father, now bless every household, bless every child, bless, Father, our loved one, bless our elders, bless our leaders. Give them a mind to want to serve you, Father. Give them a hunger and a thirst. Father, you said, blessed are those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they shall be filled. Father, we pray even now, fill them up, Yeshata. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up in the name of Jesus. Let thy will be done. And Father, and let your glory be revealed in and through us, Father. Father, we thank you right now, because we are your instrument, instrument to be praised, instrument to lift your name up. And Father, we'll be so kept to give your name the praise and honor, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, because you have started a good work on the inside of us. And Father God, you're going to perfect everything, everything that concerns us. Therefore, we stand complete in you, and we give you the praise even now and in this hour. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi, we're going to turn it over to you, or Prophetess Bethany, so that we can get the announcement. But thank everyone for coming on the call tonight. To me, it just keeps getting better and better. I just keep seeing breakthroughs, a sense of freedom, as to what God is doing, because God is renewing our strength as we move forward. He said, if you take one step here, take two. And God is proving himself mighty on our behalf. So thank you, people of God. I love you all. Keep on keeping on. Listen, the opportunities may come.
Amen.
Move forward. You know that God, that you're on a mission, and you're not going to be stopped, nor will you be detoured, because you're on a mission for your God. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. I love you. And I
love you too.
You. Keep in mind.
Amen.
Love you, Pastor.
We love you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, God bless you all. And we are going to be concluding in just a few moments. And you can join us back here live in about 12 hours at 12 noon for the Power of Prophecy call. Prophetess Jessica, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophetess. Tomorrow, but in a little less than 12 hours, we will be together again for Pop Life Radio. We'll have our Friday checkup from the neck up with our very own prophetess, Cheryl Clark. Well, she'll be giving us some great tips on some self-help and some self-care stuff, so you'll definitely want to tune in then. It's tomorrow at noon on this very line.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that. Check up from the neck up. So join us here at 12 noon, 12 hours, to be on the Power Prophecy live call with Prophetess Jessica, Prophet Prentice, and Prophetess Cheryl. Prophetess Cheryl, actually. And thank you for that. And I want to thank everyone for joining in and being here this morning. Good morning to you all. And I would like to also invite you all to go ahead and invite a neighbor, a friend, a loved one, someone in your life to join us on the Midnight Cry at 11:50 p.m. tonight. We will be back here. The Midnight Cry is every single day, so join us. We will be here, and we will talk to all of you later on. God bless you all. Love you all to life. Have a great day.
Bless you. God bless.
God bless everyone. Have a wonderful day. Peace.
Bless everybody.
God bless you.